I'm Mark Barrett. I'm a freelance reporter. I oftentimes work with AVL Watchdog, which is a new nonprofit news outlet here in town.
First, we'll start with your story looking at the money that the General Assembly okayed Buncombe County to use to spend to help businesses restart whenever they are able to. It's $5 million that comes out of existing TDA funds. Can you first tell us, explain to us where this money is already within the TDA funding, which comes from the Buncombe County occupancy tax?
Matt, the money comes from the 6% hotel room tax, which is also levied on bed and breakfasts and Airbnb and other short-term rentals. The money from the tax goes to both advertising and promotion to lure more tourists to Buncombe County, and it goes to what the term is product development, attractions, facilities that would lure more people to come to Buncombe County. Examples of that are, say, the recent renovations to the Art Museum, Asheville Art Museum. Lewis Soccer Park over in East Asheville has been a recipient of that money, and renovations to what's now Harrah's Cherokee Center downtown. Yeah, most people still think of it as the Civic Center. I'll get money from that. The proceeds are divided up one quarter to, quote, product development, three quarters to advertising, marketing, and other promotion. This $5 million comes from the product development fund.
Why the product development fund? Of all the things that we know the TDA funds and all the things that the money that TDA receives and is spent and all that, why did this particular bill that the General Assembly passed focus on using the product development fund as the money that would be spent to help businesses restart?
That's the way the TDA, which is made up primarily of folks in the hotel industry, and hoteliers as a group wanted it. There's also some suggestion that taking it from the marketing funds might violate a provision of the state constitution, although I've also been told by an expert in this at UNC Chapel Hill that it wouldn't have been a problem. But it's been proven controversial. There have been several arguments made that, you know, the hoteliers are essentially taking money away from local governments because they tend to be the primary recipients of the product development fund.
Right. And the local controversy over this is that, you know, the amount of money they spent on advertising Asheville is very, very high. And there's a lot of people here that feel not enough money is spent of this large fund spent on businesses and on people who are here all year round. How much did that figure into the discussion about where this money was going to be spent?
I'm not sure. Well, it did for critics. I'm not sure how much it figured into what hoteliers and the TDA decided to do. But certainly critics feel as if the fund has not enough of the fund has gone to meet local needs. And there's some, you know, there's a good number of folks out there who feel like Asheville and Buncombe County have too many tourists and that we've kind of entered this spiral where more tourists come, they stay overnight, that increases revenue to the TDA. The TDA increases its marketing budget. That brings in more tourists. They spend, you know, money, spend time at hotels. That creates more money for advertising, and it kind of goes on and on and on. There's a fair number of folks out there, including some local government officials, who would like to see more of that money go toward things like the soccer park or the civic center, or even sort of ordinary government needs like police and fire, you know, sort of general government prospects. How much of that impacted what ultimately the legislature did is kind of hard to say. Obviously, they took the money from the product development fund. So to the extent that those arguments were considered, they were rejected.
So going forward, the Mountain Business Works is accepting applications to take this money. What can this money go toward? Businesses that are seeking it, they can get up to $50,000. What can it go toward and what businesses can apply for it?
The businesses have to be businesses that are in the judgment of the TDA or Mountain BizWorks will increase the number of folks spending the night in Buncombe County lodgings. So, and that's a pretty, you know, and the bill calls out a pretty wide variety of businesses, restaurants, bars, breweries, art galleries, other retailers, tourist attractions. There's a preference given to independently owned businesses, and as I think you said, they should employ between 200 employees. Mountain BizWorks, which is a nonprofit in town that works with small businesses, will be making most of the decisions about who gets the money and how it's distributed and things of that nature. The businesses basically can use it to get restarted. They can spend it on utilities, inventory, salaries, anything that helps them get back off their feet and get their doors open again.